Get ready to be inspired. This is Miles of Impact.
Welcome back to Miles of Impact, the podcast where we explore the exciting adventures, programs, and stories that make scouting and outdoor activities unforgettable. I'm your host, Jeremy, and today we're heading into the world of Cub Scouts, day camps, and outdoor fun at Camp Tracy. Located in Mill Creek Canyon, Camp Tracy has been a beloved spot for Cub Scouts and youth groups for generations. It's a place for adventure, creativity, and learning all come together in the great outdoors. Now, to help us dive into what's in store for this year's program, I'm joined by the camp director, LaDawn. She'll be sharing details about the exciting activity stations, how the day camp and twilight sessions work, special experiences for Weeblos and Arrow of Light Scouts, and even this year's Invention Convention theme. So whether you're a leader, parent, or a young adventurer getting ready for camp, this episode will help you prepare for an amazing experience at Camp Tracy. So LaDawn, thank you for joining.
You're welcome. I'm so excited for this year.
So tell us about yourself. Where are you from? How long have you been at Camp Tracy? And maybe tell our listeners other experiences you've had at camps.
Well, my name is LaDawn Tracy, and I originally come from Grantsville, Utah. And I've been doing scouting for 26 years, believe it or not, and I've enjoyed every minute of it. I've had several camp experiences at other camps, but I now find Camp Tracy is my home and my heart.
Let's talk about Camp Tracy and who can attend. What kind of groups do we serve at camp this summer?
Well, we have lots of groups, but we love our Lion to Arrow of Lights. We welcome them, and we have lots of activities for those. But we also invite all sorts of other youth groups from age 6 up to 10. So we have lots of fun up there, and lots of team building, hands-on, and lots of adventure, of course, because who doesn't love adventure?
Let's dive into a little bit about the program, what our participants are going to be able to experience. Can you go through some of the adventure stations that we're going to have?
Absolutely. We have our H2O spheres, where the young people get to have fun with basics, rowing, and water safety. Of course, we have to be safe on the water. And we can have fun and just let your imaginations run wild out there. Then we have a fun spot. It's our Dexter's Laboratory, where you can step into the science lab and we can invent all sorts of other things with a mad scientist flair. And we can get ready and have a wild experience, and they can just have a lot of fun with the mysteries of science. Then we have our hexagon steps. What are those, you ask? Well, that's our climbing spot, and we're just going to have lots of fun, so make sure you watch your step, or else you're going to be having on the ground and finding out what gravity is all about. Then we have our mad scientist lair, which you can have lots of fun. That will be where you can go in and find all of our fun little doodads and get yourself a snack and some lovely drinks if you're dehydrated. And we will also have all sorts of interesting things. And we're also going to have the lovely pocket knives for sale. So then we have our mini cannonballs. So we will have fun launching those into the air at our BB gun station. Just make sure that you have a perfect shot and make sure you get your precision going so that you can challenge it and hit those marks. Then we have our string theory. So we step into the archery range where science meets flight, and make sure that you've got that just right on so you can have your bullseye and test your own inventions and make sure you can get that just the way you go and make sure it lands right on target. Then we have our quantum mechanics. Step into our world of quantum mechanics, which is our game station, where we will have lots of team building and fun excitement there, and we can harness our powers and make sure that we are the best mad scientists that we can get, and maybe there might even be a few surprises there. So we have lots of, those are 7 stations that we have, and you will rotate through those. We'll break you up into groups, smaller groups, because we want to make sure everybody has fun. And so if you've got a bigger group than 30, we will be splitting you into different groups.
LaDawn, I am excited just listening to that list. I can only imagine the excitement the kids are going to have. Now, how long does an average station last?
About 30.
Well, LaDawn, all of those activity stations sound like a blast for these kids that are coming up. I'm excited just hearing about them. So let's dive into a little bit more details about a typical day camp session. We've got the day camp options, and we've also got the twilight camp options for groups. Let's tell our leaders a little bit more about that schedule that they can expect.
Absolutely. So our day camp session, check-in starts at 7:50 to 8:30. Then we have our opening flag ceremony, which we'll be really excited, at 8:30 to 8:45. Then we start our rotations, and they go from 8:50 to 11:15, where we will have lunch, which is always a fun thing to do. Then we have 12 to 12:55, and then our closing ceremony will start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and end at 1:30 or 1:15, where you can check out and head for home and be really sad because you're leaving the camp. Then we have our twilight session. We'll check in at 3 o'clock to 3:30. 3:30 to 3:45 will be our lovely opening ceremony. 3:50 is when we start our rotations. And then we go down to 6:15, where we have dinner, which is always a good thing. Then we go from 7 to 7:55. And at 8 o'clock, we have our closing ceremony. And at 8:15, they get to again be sad because they're leaving my camp.
Everybody is sad to leave day camp. Now, these day camp option and twilight options, it sounds like we've got a lot of opportunity for leaders to decide what works best for their schedule. Is that right, Ladon?
That's exactly right. So if you work in the daytime, then please come to our twilight camp. And if you just, you know, want to be where it's a little cooler, then come to the twilight camp. Otherwise, join us in the daytime where it's nice and bright and we can have lots of fun.
So, Ladon, I've heard there's a special overnight adventure experience for Weeblos and Arrow of Light Scouts. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. We're excited about the Weeblos coming because they actually get to spend the night with us. So we'll have a check-in and flag ceremony. Then they will go to a variety of activities that we have planned. Then they will take lunch. Then we will go back to some activities. Then we'll have a relay race, some program. Then we will provide dinner for them. And then we'll have a fun campfire program. And of course, we got to have a Cracker Barrel. And then they will go to sleep and wake up for breakfast that we are providing for them, go on a lovely morning hike. And then we will have a checkout and a closing ceremony.
Let's go into a little bit more detail about the lunches that the participants need to bring with them. What should parents know about planning their meal for camp?
All right. I would not bring anything that they have to cook. It should be just simple food that can be kept in a lunch box or in a cooler. That would be really fun. Make sure you bring a water bottle that can be refilled, because hydration is very, very important. They get really overexhausted with the activities we do, and they just need to make sure they stay really hydrated. Their own lunch and or dinner, depending on which session they are coming to. So anything quick and simple would be great.
I know my favorite when I was going to day camp early on was just the classic Lunchable.
We do see a lot of those, and sandwiches.
And is there a place, Ladon, that the leaders can put their coolers where these lunches are stored? Can they put them in a picnic area, or do they need to keep them in their vehicles? What would you advise?
Oh, we have lots of picnic tables areas, so they can claim and stake it and put their stuff right there, and that's their spot for the whole day. So no need to go back and forth to their car.
Let's dive into a little bit more about this year's theme. Every year we have a different theme at our day camps, and it's my understanding this year it's all about the invention convention.
Yeah, we're going to have lots of fun with invention. We're going to do a little bit of STEM, a lot of problem solving, team building, creating, and of course I'm a little on the different side myself. So we're going to throw a little mad scientist flair into that as well.
Oh, I'm sure the kids are going to love that. Ladon, every year during the opening flag ceremony and the closing flag ceremonies, there's always a show that the kids can enjoy and participate in. Can you give us any sneak peeks on what the participants can expect for this year?
We might have a few jokes and song, maybe a little bit mad scientist-y stuff going on. There may be... maybe a little bit of excitement in that direction. Unexpected things happening around every corner. So
I get it. You don't want to tell our folks all the details. You want to keep it a surprise.
Exactly. what would be fun if you don't just come and just know everything that's going to happen?
Now, Ladon, when participants arrive at Camp Tracy, they can easily Google Camp Tracy on their Google Maps or their Apple Maps. What gate can they expect to park at when they get to camp?
We will have two of them open. We will have gate 4 and 5 open. So if one fills up, then we will direct them to the other one. So that way,
and it's my understanding those signs are clearly labeled there in the canyon. People will know which one is number 4 and which one is number 5.
Actually, yes, that's true. And we will also have people out on the road in vests so that we can direct them.
Please don't. Sounds simple enough. Well, Ladon, before we wrap things up, I just want to ask you, what is your favorite part about working at Camp Tracy?
My favorite part is seeing the excitement on the kids. If they've never done it before and they actually accomplish the tasks that we have them do, that is my most excited and favorite part of camp ever, is watching the joy on the kids' faces.
Well, Ladon, every summer at Camp Tracy is exciting. I have no doubt this summer is not going to be any different. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to give a huge thank you to Ladon for sharing her time and passion about Camp Tracy. It's clear that this camp provides a magical experience for young adventurers filled with fun, learning, and creativity. If you're interested in signing up for Camp Tracy or just want to learn more about what's in store for this summer, be sure to check out the group adventure guide at utahscouts.org/Tracy. And if you've enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to Miles of Impact so you never miss an inside look at the amazing programs shaping our youth. Until next time, keep exploring, keep creating, and keep making it an impact. We'll see you at camp.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Miles of Impact. Together, we're building a legacy of service, adventure, and leadership that reaches every corner of our community. Want to learn more about how scouting makes a difference? Visit us online at utahscouts.org and be part of the journey. And don't forget to share this podcast with your friends, family, and fellow scouters, because every mile we travel together. Until next time, keep making an impact and keep the adventure alive.